On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
So she's hot stuff, huh?
Oh, are we on the air? I'm sorry.
Persian diversion.
I'm John Potter. Hello, Jay.
Hello, everyone. It's Jay and John, live and local right here, as we always are each and every Saturday morning. I said that backwards. It's
Reno Town.
Either way, 775-884-9910. Let me just get that number out there. Why? Well, because we would love for you to give us a call and talk to us if there's something you would like to talk about here this morning in Northern Nevada. Maybe you got a gripe about something, a complaint. Maybe you got something you want to just say, hey, this was something awesome that happened to me this week. Maybe your New Year's resolutions aren't working out.
We ought to call it like bricks or bouquets. Call up, give a bouquet to somebody, or call up and throw a brick at somebody.
How could we do that?
How is that? We're looking for a show name. That's perfect.
We need a brick sponsor, maybe.
But it has to be local. We're all local here.
Right. If you're going to call them out, they got to be local anyway. John, it's going to be a good show this morning.
Yeah.
We've got, as always, Rick Canale, our local real estate expert from RE/MAX Gold, is going to be in. We have got Ed Lawson, the mayor of Sparks.
Sparks folk.
Yeah, this is cool.
Listen and give your mayor a call. He's on 10 o'clock this morning.
That's right.
And then we have Jesus Gutierrez, owner of our local Marie Choi's Mexican restaurants, as a guest later on this. I love restaurant talk, no matter which one it is. But Jesus has quite a story to tell.
This is going to be good, man. Yeah. Hopefully he's going to bring us some food, too. That would be nice.
He's always... You never know. He's doing well. I mean, he's got three restaurants now.
Right.
He just opened the one in Ranchera.
Well, this is awesome.
Good news. We're not as snowbound today.
Yeah, you know, but again, two Saturdays ago, we start off this show, and it looked like it did outside right now. And about 15 minutes later, it looked like we were living in the North Pole. So if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Well, so much has melted away. And I was just telling you before we went on the air that we're walking again, my wife and I. I just started walking outside.
Is that really that big of a deal? Because you've been riding your bike in snowstorms.
We're old folks. Old folks don't like to walk. I wasn't a fan of walking anyway.
Really?
Actually, my biggest fear of becoming a zombie is all the walking. And that would be with bad knees.
I was under the impression that old folks love to walk because every time I try to go to like a mall or Walmart at like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning...
The mall is okay.
Well, they open it, I believe, I don't know if they do it here, but in Missouri when I was growing up, they used to open up the mall an hour early so that senior citizens could go and walk.
I think they do that here. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Well, anyway, we start with news and comment. More comment than usual today, heads up. Our phone number is, and you can comment on the news, 775-884-9910. All right, more snow is moving into the Sierra this morning. A winter storm warning took effect at 4 o'clock this morning for the mountains, going to 10 a.m. Tuesday. This next storm coming in today is pretty big, 3 to 5 new feet on higher elevations. Down here, if you haven't seen rain yet, around Reno, you will by noon. By the way, good timing with the holiday Monday, no big morning commute. Right now, highway cameras showing Donner Pass is very light on traffic with a low layer of snow. Chains are, I guess, still, last I checked a couple hours ago, chains are required on 80.
I'm going to check
Jay's
right now.
Checking
for you.
It now. The highway reopened, by the way, after a rock slide laid yesterday just over the state line, and that stopped westbound traffic for hours. Typical winter story. A bunch of spinouts on 80 last night, too. Travel over the passes is now highly discouraged.
Yeah, and I don't blame
them.
Is
the term they're using.
I'm looking right now at those chain and snows, and they're all the way from Drum Four Bay Road to Floriston.
Okay.
So yeah, you're not being held at the state line or anything like that. We had a closure yesterday. It was out of nowhere, and it was back open. But 431 Mount Rose has those chain and snows. And actually, right now, as I click the cam, there you go, John. It looks like a winter wonderland up there.
It's
at
a layer
Mount Rose.
Of white. Yeah,
yeah, it's all it is. But they had like something like 241 inches of packed powder up at Mount Rose. It was insane when I was doing the ski report.
Yeah, there's more now because I looked yesterday afternoon and there was blacktop up on the highway.
Well, there's also chains, just so people know, all the way between South Lake and Carson City as well on 50 and 28 between Incline and the 50.
You're trapped!
Yeah, and in fact, actually, if you live in Truckee, you're out there listening on 99.1 in Tahoe, just don't leave. There's no, literally, there's no route that you can leave outside of Truckee.
Highly discouraged.
Right.
All right, the recent storms have really packed a lot of snow up in the mountains. It's a worry if it melts too soon for floods, but great news for the water supply. We now have snowpack totals typically not seen till spring. Skiers, Mammoth Mountain gained 92 inches of new snow just between Tuesday and Thursday. Here's a term I like for the snow this month. We have been Janu-buried.
Janu-buried.
Yeah, trademark that, please.
I like that.
A lithium mine in Nevada's Esmeralda County just won a huge loan from the Biden administration, $700 million. The Department of Energy says the money will boost the U.S. battery supply chain. Meanwhile, did you know America's biggest known lithium deposit is right here in northern Nevada,
really?
Right by the Oregon border? But that is still on hold after a group of Western Native American tribes called the land sacred and sued to stop it. A federal judge says he'll rule on the Thacker Pass mine within 2 months.
Is this like our next standoff?
Jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenues are at stake. The proposed mine is not on Indian land, but on federal land. By the way, no $700 million loan from Biden on that mine since it was approved by the BLM when Trump was president.
Oh, of course.
Probably did not contribute to Biden's election either. Now, the administration wants green energy, but it's still the same old politics.
Yes, indeed.
Burning Man has come out in opposition to another green energy project in Nevada. The BLM approved a small geothermal exploration project on federal land near the festival grounds in the town of Gerlach. Burning Man says checking out new geothermal wells will have a detrimental effect on the community. That's what Burning Man says. Whose community, Burning Man? Yours or ours? In Gerlach, Nevada, these are clean jobs. They're high income. It's tax revenue. Burning Man's community lives outside Nevada for the most part.
Right.
The Burning Man organization is based in San Francisco. It's actually dictating how Nevada and folks in the little town of Gerlach have to live their lives with little in the way of income.
Oh, boy.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what to say. I mean, listen, I know
geothermal
that burning
is clean. Yes.
Right, exactly. Well, no, what I was just going to say is I know a lot of the Burning Man folks are, you know, very green savvy or whatnot, you know, and trying to help the environment. I understand. They go
talk
out there
the talk, but walking the walk is a different thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I will give credit where it's due. I believe that they go out there and they do a great job of cleaning up the playa. And all that stuff afterwards.
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
They should.
Well, yes,
that's
yeah.
automatic.
But they should not have any control as to what's going on in the town of Gerlach.
Not people who don't live there.
Right.
Should not have control and tell us these things.
Well, maybe the majority of the
people around Gerlach are supposed to live and how much they're supposed to earn and what opportunities they can have employment-wise.
Well, when it comes to voting, do you think that there's a possibility that more than half the people that live in Gerlach go to Burning Man? I mean, I'm just saying, like,
I would say it's 90% out-of-state people go to Burning Man.
Yeah, I believe that, too. Yeah. I'm just saying 50% of the town of Gerlach.
And it's headquartered in San Francisco, too.
Right.
It's,
but that's California. Okay, there's one of those great stickers, don't Californianize my Nevada. The folks of Gerlach can get one.
Environmental groups are also trying to stop another proposed geothermal project just east of Fallon that would impact a toad. The geothermal company Ormat has already reduced the size of that project. This is why we can't build things in America. While China can build highways and buildings in weeks, how can we compete? How can Nevadans make more money to pay our high cost of living?
Well, we need to repair the potholes on 395 and stuff before we...
Jobs!
Right.
Good jobs in the energy sector. They want to keep us down, folks. Other statewide news, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford and Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen are pushing the Nevada legislature to address human trafficking. Mm. You will not hear in all their pronouncements or from the media how illegal immigration is what is fueling human trafficking. Guaranteed.
Really?
All right, Reno news. It was only open 1 week, but Reno's newest movie theater was forced to close for lack of city permits. Theater 42 opened on West Moana by Baker Lane January 5th, but it required a change of use permit. Owner Austin Lugo said he also says he was told the theater needed separate male and female bathrooms, requiring major construction. I thought bathrooms could be gender neutral now.
Yeah,
that
really sounds like somebody at the city's not happy with them. Who knows?
Gender neutral at my Starbucks. So why are they? Unless he's making something up.
Let me ask this: because I had no clue about this Theater 42 or whatever.
It's not really a theater.
Is it a movie theater or a place where you go and perform?
Well, it's a former lawyer's office, and they vacated it. He took it over. The theater itself is in like an old conference room. And he put up a screen, and I think there's seating for 20. I think there's like just two.
What
rows.
Is he going to be showing? Specialty films?
Special films that the big theaters don't.
Chains, that makes sense.
The theaters, the chains don't run. The foreign films, the special films, the intelligent. You wouldn't go there.
Maybe
anyway.
We could. No, maybe. Maybe the AOC movie is playing there.
I don't know.
Maybe Zoom meetings?
Yeah, Zoom meetings?
Well, yes, it's like a big Zoom meeting. No, not really. There are special movies to be shown that we don't get to see. You have to go to San Francisco to see them. And so I was happy to see this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about movies like at that theater next to Thai Chili.
No, and I'm not talking about...
I'm joking.
Not talking about Susie's either. he says he's the owner. The owner of this Theater 42 says he'll also have to hire architects and draw up plans for his small theater. He and his fellow movie fans say they put their life savings into the theater. Well, you know.
They must believe in it.
You know how I feel about government controlling too much. I don't feel that way with this case because the building codes, city codes, especially fire codes, are written in blood. Literally.
Yeah, right.
People have died for the reason that these codes and things are written up. Sure, the guy has only maybe 20 seats in two rows, but he may decide to expand the size of it and put more seats in. Who's overseeing that?
Right.
And when that happens, where does everybody run to? The one doorway when something breaks out. So
right. And we've seen how that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally. Oh, even worse news. That $1.35 billion Mega Millions jackpot was won by somebody else. Someone in Maine.
I'm always taken back by this, John, because I swear to you, I do not pay any attention to how much the Mega Millions or anything.
Even when it crosses past a billion, come on, Jay.
I don't. I'm telling you, I'm not.
There's,
not gonna
there's
win.
A lot of folks like you, but one ticket sold in Maine beat the monster odds on Friday the 13th. The one winning ticket. This to me was odd. The winning ticket had 30, 43, 45, 46, 61, all high numbers, all numbers 30 and over. That I've never seen that before. And Mega Ball 14, it was the second biggest jackpot in Mega Millions history, and it took 3 months to get that big.
Wow.
So who's going to bother buying a lottery ticket now? His dad said, no sense being pessimistic. It wouldn't work anyway.
Right. Well, Daddy was right. All right. Folks,
our phone number is 775-884-9910. What are we going to talk about next? You tell us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I do want to talk about something that was awfully good, maybe, or awfully awful.
That's good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next right here.
Good. I like it.
All right, 775-884-9910. Give us a call. We're going to be back right here live with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
It's your good buddies, John Potter and Jay Biggs, on every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Coming up, the mayor of Sparks. And also... Marie Choi's Mexican Restaurants in Reno, talking about their growth. It'll be a fun show today. It's always on Saturday between 9 and noon at KKFT.
That's right. And 775-884-9910 is our phone number if you would like to call in and talk to us. By all means, we would love to hear from you. Now, also, we have a Facebook page. You can follow the link at 991fmtalk.com, or you can search for John and Jay, or Live and Local with John and Jay. Also, we have a podcast. So go and check that out at 991fmtalk.com by clicking the contact drop down, then podcast. And, of course, you can go hours one, two, and three on all of our shows, even retro shows. You can listen back. So
phone number is 775-884-9910. Jay noticed something this week.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, something noteworthy, but unfortunately it's coming, it's gone. I'm talking about the Little Nugget downtown. They reopened their doors this week. Yeah, the place with the awful, awful Little Nugget Diner, it was back open this week. Apparently, I forget the name of the company, but the company, in order to keep their gaming license, which is very expensive, they have to be open a minimum of like 8 hours a year.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's been done before.
Yeah, it has. I mean, there's been places it's done before, but very interesting that they literally cracked the door, put a white sheet of paper on the door, and they had like 8 machines that were going, and it was in the dark.
And nobody told us beforehand.
Well,
why? What, what's a newsroom for if they don't tell you ahead of time that the Nugget's going to be open for a day?
Well, as cool as it might have been, they didn't have the Nugget Diner open, which is the big part of it to me, which was the awful, awful burger.
Oh, well, why bother telling us?
Right. Well, in a way, I don't know what else appealed to the Nugget downtown other than you're just walking by it, but the Little Nugget Diner, which leads me to my next thought, which would be, man, how cool would it be if there was, like, let's just say some developer out there in Reno who loved that place, like everyone else in this town seemed to have, and was like, you know what, I'm going to recreate the Nugget Diner. It doesn't even have to be in the Nugget.
Just because he liked or she liked the diner.
Well, yeah, but
I thought the same way when I was a kid about thinking about owning a candy store so I could eat the candy. You're right. You're right on something there.
I mean, I don't know. I think it would be kind of something cool and retro because there's all these places, like, let's just say, for instance, like some of the barber shops are very like retro now, yeah. You know, where it looks like kind of hipster or whatnot. They could totally do that with something like the Awful Awful and just do those burgers with those baskets and those fries or something. I think it would be total nostalgia.
They were delicious, but I think most of that came from the fact that you were drunk and it was 3 a.m.
I was never drunk and I never went there at three in the morning.
I say that because I'm floored at how good some of these burgers are around Reno. My gosh, even IHOP makes a great burger.
You know what? It's pretty good. But what's your favorite burger in town? Because we had that burger festival that we were talking to them about. Jocelyn Landtrip, I think she was on with us.
Yeah.
With the food bank. And they were going to do that burger contest.
They all do a great job. I'm a big fan of Famous Dave's Burger because they use special ground barbecue beef in this.
What?
Yes.
You know what? Oh, actually, let me
You got to have the onion ring in it with maybe two patties.
That sounds so good.
And the cheese.
They've gotten hungry.
But everybody does it now. The burger places have really stepped up.
Archie's has got my favorite burger in town.
Hard to believe we thought the Big Mac was it.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, you can order the Big... You know what's funny? They've got this this menu, basically. Basically, it's like a secret kind of menu where you can go in and you can get things at McDonald's cheaper. So, did you know? I used to work at McDonald's. So, those little hamburger patties that are on there, they're called 10-to-1s. It takes 10 of them to make 1 pound.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is go in and get a double cheeseburger with Thousand Island dressing and lettuce and, you know, minus the ketchup and mustard. And literally, you've got yourself a Big Mac minus the extra carb bun in the middle. It's literally the same exact thing.
Well, the Big Mac, thankfully, hasn't taste-wise changed, but it sure is smaller. Obvious. Now, my wife and I go to McDonald's once a week. And the crispy chicken sandwich at McDonald's is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Just go to Popeyes.
They purposely want it to be bad for some reason. I don't understand.
It's generic, basic.
And the burgers there now cost, what, $4?
Well, I've contemplated before, like, you know, because things do look smaller. Like even Little Debbie, those snack cakes, you know, which I shouldn't love, but I do. Like, am I just bigger now that I'm 40 years old and my hand's bigger and those things have gotten smaller? Or legitimately, have they gotten smaller? I don't know.
You really sit and think about these things, don't you?
I have thought about that.
the time you have to do this.
Left to my own devices, John. I've told you this. This is what happens when you do 3 hours of radio a day.
You want to bring back the Nugget. I want to bring back Blockbuster Video. We're going to get along great.
You know what? Hold on. There's one thing I just want to give a shout out to.
Yes.
Because it's one of our sponsors here. It's Mangiatutto down in Carson City. And it's an Italian restaurant. But of all places,
haven't been there.
You need to go and check out what I'm about to tell you, because it's just like Famous Dave's. It's barbecue, right? You never think of burger. Down there, they have what's called the pizza burger. Now, the pizza burger is made instead of with ground beef, it's made with like Italian sausage. And so they throw, you know, like onions. Yeah, I know, right? So just imagine that. Instead of ketchup, you got the tomato, you know, the tomato sauce and all that. It's delicious. Oh, my gosh. I'm hungry.
It's amazing today that we went from human trafficking this morning so far to burgers on the show. Well, that's the way
there's
it is.
There's all sorts of weird transitions.
It's
on
all
that
local.
One, but
it's all local. Yeah, we're going to break for Fox News. Then we're talking local real estate for a segment with RE/MAX Gold, our own Rick Canale, next on 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
John Potter with Jay Biggs on this Saturday morning. Coming up in less than half an hour, we'll be joined by the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
That is right. And as always, this morning we have live in the studio with us our local real estate expert with RE/MAX Gold. I am talking about none other than Rick Canale. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Well, good morning. How are you folks doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm dry. In more ways than one.
Well, that's good news.
I was a good boy this week.
That's really good news.
Yeah.
You're a good boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been a bad boy?
I will when football starts.
Yeah.
Football.
Okay. He's been taking an extended break from.
Right. Well, people talk about a dry January. I have a dry week. That's just the way I roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a cloudy January.
I actually make sense today.
I've enjoyed the periods when we haven't had snow and rain. Right. But I also know that we need the water, so it's great.
Right, absolutely. Really so, but I will say, if I hear California say we're in a drought again next year, I'm going to smack somebody.
Oh, boy.
Anyways. All right, so Rick, let's talk about the market because, you know, the 2023 housing market is needing, I guess you could say, a forecast. And you're going to be our weather expert, I guess, for that one because, well, there's some changes in the interest rates and whatnot going on. So,
well, it's interesting because I sat through a seminar this week, a gentleman by the name of David Botany. And David Botany has been 35 years in the capital markets. He's a senior executive, was a senior executive with Fannie Mae for 22 years. He chairs some committees in Washington, D.C. and testifies there about housing. And so this gentleman, very, very knowledgeable, and so we were talking about the market, and that's what he addressed. And of course, the news has always been, I guess, negative in the sense that...
On everything.
In the sense
that... The news negative? No way.
They like to sensationalize things. They like to talk about...
Yes! Yes, Rick, you're speaking my language.
They like to talk about things only to attract, because the fear... negative attracts, and that's what people like to listen to.
You got it.
Right.
And so what that's done is caused people to really hold back on selling and buying. And, you know, when we talked about interest rates of 6% and 7%, people get fearful because they haven't been in that type of market for a long time.
Do we dare call this real estate propaganda?
Well, let's just talk about misinformation.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, right. Because sometimes they will regurgitate, I call it, things that they hear from somebody that's not always necessarily truthful or, let's say, complete. And so they pull out the things that they like to talk about that really address fears that people have.
Right.
Okay, so and two questions that people have are, where are the interest rates going, and is this a good time to buy a home? And so we talked about the media and how they talk about the raising rates of tomorrow, you know, rising. The worst recession in decades is coming down the road, and interest rates are skyrocketing, right? Because it's been normalized now,
right,
from an abnormal 2, 3, 4%. And so let's kind of demystify those questions and address those two questions that I just asked. And so when we demystify and kind of talk about what this is all about, let's talk about the Federal Reserve. And so the Federal Reserve is the central bank of the United States of America, and it promotes the health and the economy and the stability of the financial system. And so it has a lot of power.
Right.
And so the Federal Reserve sets the Fed funds rate, and what the Fed's fund rate is the interest rate for one day. And they talk about overnight loans from one bank to another. And so why are we talking about this? Because this has an effect on interest rates over time.
Right.
And on this Federal Reserve, there's 12 voting members of the Open Market Committee. They call it the FOMC, which meets eight times a year, you know, February, March, May, June, July, September, November, December. And here's where we've heard them talk, raising the basis points.
Okay.
All right. And so basically, the changes in the federal funds rate usually impacts only the short-term rates. And the prime rate used for the HELOCs often moves, you know, the home equity line of credits often moves in response to changes by the Fed rates. But mortgage rates are typically determined by the what we call the mortgage-backed securities, or MBS, bond market. Okay, now I know I'm kind of getting technical, but basically what this goes into is that bond rates are made up of a pool of mortgage loans, and they are issued by the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae, and they pay an interest rate called a coupon to their owners. And these rates, the mortgages in the mortgage-backed securities are typically 25, 75 basis points higher than the rate that the mortgage-backed security coupon rates go. All right. So what are you saying, Rick?
Well, I heard you say MBS.
Yes, MBS. So the changes here in these bond rates drive daily changes in the mortgage lender rates. Okay. So how did we get where we're at? You kind of look at the history. The Feds and the response to the COVID, basically the lockdowns began in March 2020. And so the Federal Reserve stimulated the economy, and that stimulation began in March 15, 2020. And so the Fed funds rates slashed to zero, which basically brought down the interest rates to, gosh, 2-3%,
right?
Just really
historic
low.
Lows, yeah.
And their goal, their objective, was to increase the inflation rate to 2% and to reduce unemployment to a what they call a full employment rate, which is like 3.5 to 4%. So is what they've done, basically, that's a big question, working? Where are we now? Okay, so unemployment, Fed's targeted its full employment rate, and it's at 3.5, and they're trying to get it between 3.5 to 4%. Positive direction in our economy. All right. There's 10.4 million job openings as of November. So that's basically 1.7 jobs for every potential worker out there. And they're not being filled.
Right.
Okay. Inflation, the risk of inflation creates its own momentum, but the Feds have targeted this 2% core rate. Okay. And so they are coming down. They're starting to target this. And so when we talk about the Feds in raising the federal funds rate, you know, we've seen them in March, you know, raising it 25%, and recently December here, 50%. And so what's happening? What's happening? What are we looking forward to when we talk about interest rates? And again, these are things that the Feds have done because they recognize that they overstimulated the economy. They learned their lesson. And so they're using these federal funds rates to put the brakes or accelerate. They're kind of like the driver of a car. They're the driver of the economy.
Right.
And so not only are we talking about interest rates, but we're talking about inflation, which is not local. It's worldwide.
Right.
And so we see a lot of things affecting the inflation. And so where are rates going? Well, with inflation, can the Feds tap on the brakes hard enough not to cause a recession? And so is this war in Ukraine, which has a which has been a surprise to a lot of people.
Right.
It's affected everything in the economy. And so there's a lot of things that are affecting their decisions to decide what they're going to do with these rates.
Well, I've heard this argument that, oh, there's inflation everywhere all over the world. It started here, okay? And we are such a powerful country that we can bring inflation to other countries just by the fact that our inflation rose when they printed a ton of money. And what happens, it's simple mathematics, what happens when you do that, it was COVID relief and the typical giveaways and everything like that, that triggers inflation. It spread, and you're right, the Ukraine war added to it, but I wouldn't let government off the hook on how they manage that situation at all.
And we don't do that because
no, we don't.
They're causing this $1 trillion stimulus and all this. Yeah, that's contributing to inflation in a big, big way. So the answer again, where are the interest rates going to? Either the Fed's interest rate will increase what they're doing, will work to slow down the inflation, or they will not. And so if they do, these mortgage-backed security prices will improve and mortgage rates will drop. If they don't, these mortgage-backed security prices will decline and mortgage rates will go up. So what are we talking about, what they're dropping to? Well, the big question is, I mean, the what we're looking for right now is we have to wait until maybe April or June to kind of see what's working. There's an 80-90% chance that the direction that they're going now and what they're doing now is going to improve and cause interest rates to stabilize and begin to decrease. But we won't know probably until April or June. So we're kind of waiting to see. So there's about 120-day period to see what's happening. And so right now we're looking at 6 to 7% interest rates, right, which we're never going to see this 3, 4% again. Never.
You don't think so?
No, because the Feds have recognized that they overstimulated. They realized the problem that created, and they said, we're not going to do that again.
Is this kind of like what happened when Clinton was in office, and he made it to where you could like get a home easier, and then a lot of people ended up losing their homes later on?
Well, totally different.
Okay.
Totally different market, okay? You know, it's like the big question is, are we going to see this happen again, like in 2008? Which, no, and we can talk about that another time. So interest rates, we just don't know, and we won't know. But right now, they're kind of between, you know, 5.75 to 7%. And so, again, that comes to the question of, is this a good time to buy a home?
Right.
And the answer really is yes. And there's a lot of reasons for it. You know, when we talk about a recession, that's normal, and it's a healthy part of an economy cycle. Recessions are generally short-term, and investing in real estate is long-term. And so home prices will always go up and they will always go down. And right now we're kind of in that balanced market. You know, more are we in a seller's market or a buyer's market? Well, in a seller's market, the prices appreciate. There's less inventory, less time to think about as a buyer what they're going to buy. And your position as a buyer is weaker in negotiations. But right now, it's kind of flat. Prices are kind of declining. So it's more of a buyer's market. So there's more inventory. There's more time to think about and have be in a stronger negotiating position. And there's fewer competition, fewer buyers out there that you're competing against. So when you purchase a home, what are you doing? You're locking in your interest rates. So if the interest rates do go and it goes south, what the feds are doing, and it goes up to 8 or 9%, and you're buying at a 6 or 7%, you're locking in that rate. You're not going to see anything go higher. And you're going to begin to increase your equity over a 10-year period because that's generally the cycle that it goes. You're going to enjoy tax savings, and you're going to see debt reduction because you're paying down your mortgage. So it's really, really a good time to purchase a home.
I like what you say about fewer buyers after the same house, because those bidding wars made it expensive for the typical home buyer.
Right.
And thank goodness that's gone. So you have less competition for the house you like, and
right.
no running up the price tag, huh?
Right. And keep in mind that 20% of those buyers that bought homes during mm-hmm. that period of time bought a home they really didn't want, because they felt like they were pressured into having to have a place to live and doing that. So now is really a good time to purchase a home. So if you have any questions about this, feel free to get in touch with me. It's really important to, when you are selling or buying a home,
right.
to know where you stand, because your situation is always individual. And I encourage you to give me a call. I'll be happy to sit down and counsel with you and kind of give you information so you can make an informed decision. And so I want to talk about Rick's Picks.
Well, give us your phone number just real quick.
775-790-0574.
All right.
And you can go to Rick Has Sellers, which is a website that allows you as a seller to get a report of things that you want to do and consider to your home and prepare yourself for when you put it on the market. And it addresses all of these things I'm kind of talking about in a general way. And let's go to this quick picture.
Yeah, this is good.
You know, when we talk about purchasing a home, it's an emotional thing for a lot of people, and it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a unique and rare opportunity right now to own a former Lennar model show home. It's one of those next-gen homes.
Oh, I love those.
And this one's in Reno's Cabernet Highlands there in near Golden Valley. It was built in 2016 and was used as the original model home. Up until April of 2022, when it sold to the current owner.
Right.
And so that means it's got a lot of upgrades that a lot of homes in that area don't have, even the similar models. And so it's got a three-car tandem garage, waterproof flooring, professional landscaping, which is a big deal, okay, because landscaping is expensive these days. And the builder designed this home to accommodate lifestyle changes, so you have some endless possibilities. This is a two homes under one roof, or a home within a home, because you have that extra living quarters that you can use as a perfect home office, a guest or in-law quarters, or a separate teen suite. And that's why they call it a next gen. So if you have family members that want to come in, or it's a private pad for returning college students, or you can use it, rent it out, and have a tenant.
Extra income.
That's right. So this particular in-law quarters, I call it, has a separate.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
All right, it's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. I think we took a power hit. We were in the middle of a little segment there with Rick Canale. But just in case you wanted to go check out that next-gen home at 7224 Rutherford Drive, and Rick has buyers.com, rickhassellers.com.
I was going to say, does anybody else look to buy model homes? Because they convert the garage into this nice big showroom. And
those get reconverted, though.
But why? I would love that. I would park in the driveway.
I think what it is,
is
I don't think
it's a garage, but you get an extra big room that you can play with.
Well, yeah, and it could be like a man cave or a game room. But I think what it is codes, because they don't want people living in the garages.
You know, well,
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm going to have to run for office or something. But anyway, what's Rick's number?
Rick's number? I don't know his actual cell phone number.
After all this time.
I wish I had.
Go get some coffee, Jay. And after the news, after Fox News, the mayor of Sparks, Ed Lawson, just walked in. What an imposing figure this man has as he looks down on us in the studio. So we got to be good.
All right. Well.
And also, by the way, I got to mention this because this is an all-local show. I get that. But I am talking to the mic. Am I not talking to the mic?
You weren't for a minute.
Oh, I moved my head.
Yes, you did.
Do I get a demerit? Now,
well, now I don't have time to talk about what I was going to talk about. If you want a headbang, John, you should be on the metal station.
Our phone number is 775-884-9910, especially for Sparks folk, because the mayor is here. And one reason I wanted the mayor here was I'm going to have to ask him, has he seen the movie The Menu? Ed, did you know about this? They mentioned Sparks, Nevada in The Menu. Yeah, the first guy who gets killed is from Sparks, Nevada.
Wow.
Ralph Fiennes kills the chef from Sparks.
What the heck? Okay.
I saw it in the theater, everybody just gasped. And there were a couple of laughs. And I felt like yelling at the screen, hey, he's talking about Sparks, Nevada, where I'm sitting right now.
How cool is that? Well,
actually, there's other reasons why I'm invited the mayor of Sparks
here. I was going to say, there's got to be something better than that. Come on, John. I mean, I was
not a silly thing like that, but there's a big land deal that the mayor is proposing.
How about the fact that the mayor of Sparks will actually talk to people? It's not like the mayor of Reno. We can't even get a hold of him.
Could Sparks actually become bigger? Well, that's what they're talking about. We're talking about needing some room for the growth in Sparks. So if you have something to say about that, call us after Fox News at 99.1 FM Talk.
That's right. We're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay. It's 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.